This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon, and welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me is Jeannie Lester. We're on 107.7 WTPL in the Concord, Manchester, and Lakes region, as well as streaming all around the world on WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And anytime during the show, you can give us a call at 866-823-1077. We'd love to hear of a new place that may be opening up, or a new place that you've eaten at, or a recipe you'd love to share. Or if you just want to chat with us, again, the number is 866-823-1077. We'd also like to welcome our live audience here to the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester. We're at 814 Elm Street. If you still haven't eaten lunch, you can come on down and have lunch at Midtown Cafe, and you can watch the show. We'd also love for you to like us on Facebook. You can go to facebook.com with a /, and well, or just in the search engine. I mean, I just go in the search engine and just like us. Go to Food for Thought with Carol, and you can like us. And we have... we have all of our upcoming shows, and we post pictures, and, you know, so you can follow us on Facebook. And maybe, Jeannie, do you want to give them a lineup of the rest of the week and what might be happening?
Yeah, we've got
kind of exciting.
We do. We have a fantastic
week. Well, I ate my pistachios.
Yeah, you did that. Yeah. Now, but I may need your help with pronunciation, because
sure.
Tomorrow we are going to be talking with Mario from, is it Manofuel?
Manofuel.
Manofuel Hot Sauce.
Which hot sauce and dry rubs.
Oh, fantastic.
It sounds really...
That'll warm us up on a very brisk day.
I think so. I think so. And he sells his hot sauces on Amazon also, which is pretty exciting.
Nice. And I believe, I'm going to have to double check this, I believe I saw his hot sauce right at the gift shop at the liquor store.
I think there's at the liquor store.
Well, because it's not really the liquor store. I mean, it's like a major. It's a country store.
Yeah, on the highway.
The country store that's
off
the rest area. How about that? The rest area.
Yep. That's an amazing.
I haven't stopped yet.
It is fantastic. I mean, oh my gosh, it's so cool.
I stopped in just beautiful. Because you had told me to do that. Bob had told me to do that. I said, okay, I've got to see what's going on. And I only stopped on one way. I think I did the southbound.
Okay.
So now going back, I'm going to have to check out the other side. But there are so many stores and these little, there's a whole section that's all made in New Hampshire stuff. And
nice.
It's just some really neat little gourmet sauces.
I love that.
And, you know, just different food items.
Did you at least walk in the liquor store just to see
how
big it is?
You know, I didn't. I was kind of in a hurry. I had to get to the show. And but I just kind of made
on
a
beeline
through.
Jamie.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's funny, you stop there,
and it's not, oh, yeah, is there a liquor store here, too? Because really, it was just all these gift shops and restaurants. And
it's pretty
impressive.
It is. It definitely is.
So anyway, we will be talking to Mario tomorrow. Also, of course, our segment with Make-A-Wish, which is fantastic.
Yeah. And
Tuesdays.
Also tomorrow's Linda.
Linda, who is our food blogger, What's Cooking in Kansas. And she has been on a cruise. And talking to all the behind-the-scenes, you know, chefs and food prep and all
and
that.
And the kitchens and everything.
Nice.
That is going to be fantastic to hear about the inside information on a cruise.
Yes.
And then on Wednesday, we're going to be joined by Concord Fire Chief Dan Andrus. And he is going to talk fire safety. You know, they say that many fires start in the home, in the kitchen, is kind of one of the dangerous places. So we want to talk, certainly, food safety with him. And he's just an interesting guy anyway.
Didn't you say he was like kind of like a foodie?
I will have to double check on that, but I was hoping that, you know, you assume that
most
anyone who works in a fire.
Is,
yeah, exactly. And the cliche
in the
thing is chili
right.
and all of those things.
Yeah.
So let's find out if Dan's going to bring us anything good as far as a recipe or something that he likes to make.
Who isn't a foodie?
I know. I think there are just different degrees of love for food.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody loves food.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there are a few, but.
You know what? You know who does not like food?
Who does not like food?
And this is really the truth. I mean, this person only has food just because, you know, you got to eat it and whatever, but not like a love of it, like, you know,
Me.
Yeah. My sister-in-law, Lori. Lori's
really?
Like that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why she's so strong.
She's just not interested in all.
It's like my brother is like myself. You know, I mean, we grew up around food and, you know, everything kind of centers around food, you know, kind of like what Rocco says we're not supposed to do.
Yeah.
But... you know, it's just, you know, food. But, and Lori is just like, eh.
Wow, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah. Oh. So people do exist like that. But anyway, keep
that going. So, and then, of course, we have Donna from Delaware on Wednesday and our family secret recipes with George. Thursday is going to be very exciting.
June, you have to come down.
Y'all need to come down. Yeah. We are going to have King Arthur Flower folks here doing demonstrations of decorating. They're going to teach us a couple things, and we get to do a hands-on.
Really?
So you want to come right down so that you can be part of the crowd that can do hands-on decorating and whatever right from the experts without paying for the class.
Do you know, every time I touch flower, I wear it.
Me?
You do?
Well,
I open it up,
yes,
and automatically it's all over the counter and on me.
But that makes you look even more authentic, right?
And like I've been so busy in the kitchen.
But just like that Rice Krispie. Do you remember the Rice Krispie treat commercial? And the whole gimmick was, you know, you make Rice Krispie treats. Your family will think it's this big ordeal. They'll be so appreciative that you made them. And the woman comes out of the kitchen after, you know, her five-minute prep and puts flour on her face.
I don't remember that.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. So that it looked like she had been hard at work in the kitchen. And then Friday, we finish out our week with Mike Morin, who has some special treats lined up for us in a segment. He's going to join us. And we are also going to be talking to Richard Sharp. He is from Chef Richard's Personal Chef. And he, I'm sure, has all kinds of great tips, recipes, food ideas to share with us then.
We've got a really
good week lined up.
And
as always,
just to and Mike Morin, he's going to be doing a segment on food comedy. So stay tuned for that. But, you know, also listeners, if you want to, you know, that day, too, I think we're going to be taking some phone calls with some trivia questions from Mike.
Oh, good.
And we'll be giving away 30 days free at Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. So, you know, get ready to give us a call and we'll be giving those away. So
fantastic.
It'll be fun. It'll be very fun. So,
lots of interaction this
week. Show.
Yeah.
That's good. You guys are doing amazing. You really are.
A lot of fun.
I know. You have such an array of people. And at first, I'm sure you thought it'd be tough Monday through Friday, but it seems to be going really well for you.
It is.
I think you ladies are doing a great job.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, it's every segment that counts, and you're a part of it. And. Really?
Jumping in whenever you need me.
That's right. June,
get
down. Bringing us our list Mondays.
June, get down here.
Well, you know, I before I came today, I said, you know, I got to look up some facts on meatless Mondays. Because, you know, just giving the recipes and saying you do it and all that, I was kind of amazed at what I found. That Meatless Mondays, it says Meatless Monday goes global. It began in 2003, launched in an association with John Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. In May of 2009, in Belgium, became the first non-USA city to go meatless. Shortly thereafter, Paul McCartney introduced UK to meat-free Mondays. Meatless Mondays is now active in 36 countries and growing because every nation can bring its unique culture, customs, and cuisines to the table in meat-free and vegetarian dishes. Skipping meat one day a week is good for you, great for the nation's health, and fantastic for the planet. For help watching Meatless Mondays, well, it's a website that gives you tools and ideas and all of that. And it also said, just go meatless one day a week, and whether it's Monday, because I have to be honest, I don't always do Monday, but I do.
Well, you could do another day.
Other day a week, and especially with Lent coming now, that'll be easy. It'll be Fridays, right?
Yeah.
But doing meatless once a week may reduce your risk of chronic preventable conditions such as cancer. I'm not saying it does. I'm saying it could reduce your risk for cancers, cardiovascular diseases, diabetes, and obesity. And also cut back on weekly budgets because meat and fish and all of that is so expensive. I just found that really, really interesting this morning.
That is interesting. I didn't realize so many countries are involved in it.
I know. And the site I found, I mean, it goes on and on. It has a whole segment about the movement, all kinds of, there's like 80 different recipes for a taste bud of any kind that you may have, you know. So, because I find it hard sometimes myself just doing meatless.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I am a meat person. I love my chicken. I love my meat. I love my, but I'm really trying. So I'm doing once a week and trying to do more. Like yesterday, I text Carol, I made the best soup ever, because that's what she always says.
Okay.
Every time she makes a soup.
It's the best soup ever. Right? Okay.
Yeah. And, of course, 6 hours later, she returned the text, oh, yum, or something like that. I'm like, oh, she's a little slow today.
I didn't look at my phone until later. It was off from the night before.
Well, you could tell it went right to your ringtone, whatever. But, yeah, so it's interesting, and it's, I don't know, the more I'm reading on it, the more I'm doing it, the better it is for me, my husband, my family. So this soup I made, I like making vegetable soup. I just love it. So any of the vegetables that were going bad or whatever, you just cook it up, throw it in there. Threw in some brown rice and some beans to add the more protein to it and everything, and there you go.
It
was good.
That does sound, you know, I've got a, I'm intrigued that we're talking about soup, and I'm going to have to walk back my,
you're not?
We've had this big, well, it's not a big debate. We have been talking about this for a couple of weeks, and I'm
shocked.
In the minority, yes, because I had this whole thing, soup is not really a food. It's just not, like, my whole outlook was, soup is, and that is pretty much the reaction. Now, June is scowling at me, and that is the same reaction I got from Bob and from Carol and folks that I've been sharing my probably distorted view on. But my thought was, soup is like something people put on there to stall you. I mean, it's just like this brothy thing that they throw out there to try to make you think you're having another course, and it's just a cheap whatever, and you just have this, it doesn't satisfy you, it's like drinking hot water. I just don't understand.
You poor thing. You missed out on all these delicious soups.
And I have never in my 23 years of life made
23
soup. So I have never made a soup because it never seemed like it was worth the effort to
make. It can be so filling.
Yeah, see, and if you embrace soup as a meal, if you can make it hearty and make it flavorful, and as Bob said, maybe add some nice crusty bread or something with that, then you've got a whole meal.
Well, not on
but
Mondays,
I just have not
add
a,
bread.
You can't add bread on
bread
your days?
Bread on Mondays.
Why?
On Brocco's days.
All right, on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
You have soup on Tuesday, add some nice crusty bread and a big slather of butter. And then you can enjoy that meal. But I'm slowly coming over to that because when I stopped today at Midtown Cafe, she had chicken stew.
Oh, there you go.
And I said, all right, I'm going to try this. I wasn't able to finish.
It's filling.
The stew. And it was very good. I've got the rest. I've got a quarter of the bowl left. So I may have to walk back my sentiments on soup.
We'll have
there
to.
There you have it.
I know.
I'll have to make it and bring some in for you, Jamie.
Yes, and I'll have to start trying. I mean, like, I've made chili and I've made beef stew, but that to me, or those up until this point, have been the only ones hearty enough to qualify as a meal worth the effort. I know it.
What she's missed out on,
group.
Huh?
So many aspects, yes.
Right, we'll have to start a support group for her.
Yes, yes. Or at least for my poor family.
Right.
That's so funny.
I mean, I even make sausage soup, but instead of using sausage, there's this great sausage that we get at Market Basket. It's, can I say the name?
Sure.
Yeah. DeLucci's chicken sausage.
That's delicious. Now, did you mean, can you pronounce the name or can
no,
you say
No, I meant,
okay.
Can I say
that? That was impressive. Yeah.
But
it's very good.
It is so tasty. And I use that, so that's healthier.
Yeah.
It's all white chicken.
Nice.
With just spices and stuff and spinach and broth and what else? Oh, tomatoes. And I mean, there's just so much good stuff in it. and it's easy.
Is it a thin brothy kind of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
But then you've got enough
That's what she doesn't
and
like.
Other things. Yeah, I need it to be thicker and creamier.
Well, creamier, well, then it's more fattening,
I
too.
I know. That's probably why I like it.
Well, you can bulk it up and make it thicker with, like, brown
with
rice.
Yeah.
Or brown
barley.
Yeah.
Like, I love, I have a beef and barley soup that we make. I forget about that.
I'll see.
Yeah.
You have done it.
All right.
Keep going, girl.
Okay. Well, you can add quinoa to it, too, to make it a little
yeah,
more healthy.
Exactly. Yeah. Or that wheat bulgur.
Bulgur.
Bulgur, yeah.
And yep.
There was a recipe. I was watching Food Network in Giada. She's so tiny and thin.
So little.
Oh, I know. And she makes all these healthy, healthy recipes. And one of them, she used a berry bulgur.
Really?
Yeah. And the meat, the dish she made looked phenomenal. Mm. And you use it just like you would
like a rice
quinoa
or?
And rice and stuff like
berry
that.
Berry one. Yeah. I never heard of that.
Yeah. I know, me neither.
But you know, in even like in Market Basket, you know, there's like usually when you go down like the rice aisle, there's this whole line of, you know, the with the guy's face on it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mill.
Yeah,
something,
mill. Yeah,
something mill.
It is.
Yeah.
There is so, I bet you it must be, I bet
it
you it's probably
in there.
In there I bet. Because there's
Hodgson's
so many different.
Mill or something. Hard.
Yeah, it's got the little guy's face on.
Yeah, and it does say something mill.
There's a ton of stuff out there.
And you, like I've heard before, you really don't have to go to the natural food stores to get this stuff anymore.
We really
it's
don't.
It's all right in our regular supermarket.
Market Basket has a lot of stuff.
They do. Yeah.
Really all right, so one more soup question then to both of you, because you both claimed that you made the best soup ever. Okay. Clearly. When you set out to do your soup making, are you following a recipe or are you just looking through stuff and go, hey, I'm just going to throw this in? All right, then what are, for those of us who have never tried this, what are the constants that need to be there? You need a broth base. You need something. What?
You know what? We're going to go on a short break.
Okay.
And when we come back, June and I will tell you the beginnings of a soup.
Okay.
And you know what? That is going to be your project this week. You are going to make a soup.
Okay. And I'll bring it in for you to try then.
Definitely.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh, that's going to be so fun. June, you're going to have to come in.
We're
going to
critique.
Please do.
Jean's soup. Jeannie's soup. Oh, my gosh, that's going to be so fun. Okay, you're listening to Food for Thought. We're on 107.7 The Pulse. And stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back. Welcome back. Food for Thought. And joining me is Jeannie Lester. We are in studio with June. We're talking Meatless Mondays, and you looked up the history of Meatless Mondays, and it's quite interesting. And so do you have a Meatless Monday recipe for us, or
do you have some tidbits,
or you always have something for us?
I do. First, did you know
what's in Coleslaw?
Like a law, the officer, the law, Cole's law.
What?
Mostly thinly sliced cabbage. Cole's law. Sometimes you have to read. Never mind. I'll go on with the recipe. Hopefully it's better than that.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Sometimes I have good ones, though.
Well, when you were saying coleslaw, I'm like, you mean coleslaw, June? Like, I thought you had, like, a lisp or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, coleslaw, June.
Yeah, no lisp.
what about,
did you hear, why did the raisin go out with the prune?
Why did the raisin go out with the prune?
She couldn't find a date.
Oh, my goodness.
Bada bing, bada boom. And the recipe is
like that one. That's a cute one.
This is a Greek frittata. Those are good. I like
Greek frittata.
Mm.
You know, what exactly is a frittata? Like, to me, when I think of frittata, I think of quiche. Like, what is the difference between a quiche and a frittata? Or what is a frittata?
Well, it's basically eggs, cheese, and vegetables, really. So it is kind of like a...
So maybe, does it not have a crust?
No, it doesn't have a crust. And not all quiches have a crust either. But I think a quiche may have more eggs than this. This only has three eggs in it.
Okay, that could be the difference.
Right. And it also has three egg whites besides to make it fluffier.
Is that what the egg whites do?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Add that to a recipe and you just use the egg whites, you fluff them up really good, not to a peak or anything, but when you add it to your recipe, just fold it in and it'll make your recipe lighter.
I never knew that. Interesting.
So this Greek frittata has 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 3 eggs, 3 egg whites beaten, 1 cup of baby spinach, 1/2 cup of red onion chopped, 1/4 cup of Greek black olives without the pits. 1/2 cup of cherry tomatoes cut in half, 2 tablespoons of feta, cheese, salt, and pepper to taste. You place the olive oil in a non-stack stick pan. Add the onions and saute until the onions start becoming caramelized, not just translucent, but you want them to get a nice caramelized flavor to
Yum.
Them. And then you add, see, you and I would add garlic to this big time.
Yes, I would.
Yeah.
Definitely.
There's no garlic, but I think garlic would add a nice
yep.
flavor to it. Add
At
the spinach.
At least 7 or 8 cloves.
Oh, God. Yeah, you do more than I. I'd go 3 or 4, but that's okay. Add the spinach, stir, and cook for another minute or two until it is just wilted. Season it with salt and pepper. Season the egg whites with a little salt and pepper. Add the beaten eggs and egg whites to the pan. Top with the cherry tomato, half tomatoes, you know, you cut them in half. Sprinkle on the feta cheese, and then you bake it for only 5 to 7 minutes. Oh, and then you take it out, drizzle it with a little bit of olive oil, a little bit more salt and pepper, and if you want, you put it another 5 minutes under the broiler to get it nice and caramelized and brown.
So then you need to have... You need to have, when you're sautéing it, it needs to be in an oven-proof pan.
Exactly. Yes, because you'd want to just transfer it right in and be able to go under the broiler as well. You know what Dennis got me just not too long ago, and I'm in love with it, is my cast iron skillet.
So a black cast iron skillet.
And, you know, I've been using it for a lot of different things, and I'm amazed of how the different the cooking is with it. I really like it. And you don't really have to use a lot of olive oil with it or anything. I don't know why. It just doesn't stick.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
where did he get that pan? Do you know?
I think just at Walmart.
Really?
Yeah. Just
See, I need one of those because that's a healthy.
Yeah, it is.
That's healthy.
Yep.
You can eat. We can eat that.
Yeah.
That's really good.
And you can have it as your meatless meal and. You know, you can add anything you want to them. That's what the great thing is about frittatas and quiches or anything like that, is you can put in it whatever. See, I don't really care for the black olives, so I might leave
See,
them out.
Me
or,
too.
Or I'd put just a few.
Couple.
In. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. And the tomatoes, I like those bigger tomatoes.
Oh, see, I like the cherry tomatoes.
I know you do. For you, they're really sweet, and they are, but I like the little bit bigger
ones. Like the plum ones. You must like the plum.
No, what are they called? It starts with a C.
Roma?
No, not the Roma. It starts with a C. You get them at Market Basket.
Really?
They're only like that big, like the big as a quarter kind of, or a 50-cent piece. And they're really, and even right now, they still taste like a tomato. Which is hard to find.
Yeah. Well, see, that's why I get the cherry. But
Yeah. So that's an easy recipe. That wouldn't take any time at
all. That's very good. That's very good. And, you know, when you think about it, a lot of those ingredients, they're pretty basic ingredients that people would have probably in your, you know, maybe other than the feta cheese. But, you know, you don't even really need to use feta cheese. You could use some other kind of cheese.
Yep. You could use any kind of cheese.
Yep, you could.
Call it whatever you want.
Yep.
You could make it a Spanish frittata. You could do it.
So when you saute all that and then you add the eggs, you just take it from that same pan and put it right in the oven.
Correct.
All right. And then sprinkle it with a little olive oil and then put it under the broiler. I like that.
I know.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good recipe.
Thank you.
Well, good recipe.
I'll leave it. You could put it on the website.
Yes.
Yep.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
Meatless Monday. I'll give it to Amy.
All right.
That'd be great.
I have the other ones that I did that first week, too.
If you think about it, send it to me.
All right.
Definitely.
I will. Definitely.
I just want to make sure that in addition to all these Meatless Monday recipes and great food ideas that we're talking about, that you're not going to leave me hanging, the two of you, with the, the soup formula. I've been given this assignment to make soup, which I have never done in my life. The two of you are saying you don't follow a recipe, and I'm saying, okay, what are the constants that I need? If I'm going to even try to dazzle you, I need a little bit of help with the basics.
I mean, it's your trinity. I always start with the trinity, which is your carrots, onions, and celery.
Yeah. Chopped up.
Yep.
Okay.
And I
that's,
you know,
a good guideline.
Some people do a 3-2-1 ratio to the carrots, but I always put the same amount.
I put
of
equal
all.
Amount too.
Yeah.
You do.
Equal amount
okay.
of
and
all three.
If you don't have equal amount, you just do whatever you have.
Okay.
Right. Whatever. But chopped up, you
okay.
know.
Okay. Yep. Yep.
But I don't even start with that. I'll start with, you know, when I go to the grocery store, depends on like what your usually the base is chicken.
Okay.
You know,
yep. so
get,
like a chicken broth or
well,
like chicken stock?
You're going to get chicken, like chicken parts.
Chicken parts?
Yes. You're going to get
chopped up. You want to put, if you want to make it a like, chicken soup.
I just need some chicken parts.
Well, then,
oh my gosh, you're so
cheeky, Jamie.
You know, skinless bone with thighs
ketchup,
or
honey,
bread.
I'm looking at my grocery
you're
list.
Go
ketchup, milk, chicken parts.
In the chicken section.
Chicken
and
parts,
it's like about this big, and it has like a breast and a leg and chicken.
Right,
you know,
a cut up chicken.
What?
Cut up
and
chicken.
They package it all together?
Yes.
Yeah. They cut it up for you.
It's where like, have I been?
Or you can just use the chicken breast,
right.
like, but with the bone
right.
end. Bone end.
How much bone meat in? Do I need, then?
Just one package like this.
One pack. Okay, what? So just a normal you know, package of
not
like
even a...
Not
even a pound. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's sometimes a little more. You know, like I use kind of like the bigger
chicken
one like
parts.
That. You
if
know?
There's a beak in here, I'm going to be very upset.
Oh, my God.
Chicken beak floating.
So when you get home, you empty that into your pot.
Yeah.
Now.
Oh, I see where you're going. Okay.
Right now? Is that
yeah,
what you...
well, it depends what kind of soup I'm making. But, yeah, I see where
that's
you're going.
That's usually the base of all of mine
is the chicken.
It usually is.
Yeah.
It usually is. But what I do also, I'll take it one step further to make it even, you know, tastier. Yeah. I won't use water. I'll use chicken broth.
Chicken broth.
Instead
okay.
of water. Yeah. I'll buy my chicken broth and add it in. Just cover it and then boil that and start cooking it. And then while that's cooking.
Mm-hmm. Actually, if you don't boil it and you just do it
well,
at a
you're
low
right. you
simmer.
You don't want to do it as a boil. You're right.
Right, because it'll make the meat tough.
You're
if
right.
you just have it as a low simmer
yeah.
until the meat is cooked, it'll come out juicy and really tender.
So I don't cook the meat first?
You're cooking
I'm
it
put
in
the raw
it
chicken. Okay, but that's, so this package of chicken parts, I'm dumping in the pot.
Yes.
Okay.
Salt, pepper, a good amount of salt.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to just cover it with chicken broth and you're going to put it on your stove and it's going to boil. And that's how it's going to cook, Jeannie.
Okay.
Hello?
So I've taken the bones out of these chicken parts.
No.
What?
You leave the bones in.
The bone is
already
a good,
you know what? Complicated.
Soup
oh my goodness.
101.
One,
yeah.
I think it's even, is there anything before 101?
I don't
yeah,
think
it's
so.
Like
soup
pre,
99?
Pre-requisite.
Are you kidding?
Remedial soup. I don't, yes. No, I'm quite
no, you
serious.
Leave all the
this
bones in.
This is not
in.
Instinctive for people who have never made soup.
Wow.
So all the parts, so raw
cute.
Chicken. I'm throwing raw chicken with its bones
well, you gotta cook
in
it.
The pot.
Yeah.
Yes, and then you just cover it with broth, and then you're going to boil it, and that's going to cook it.
Yeah.
In the meantime, you're going to chop up your onions, your celery, and your celery and carrots. Yeah. You're going to chop all that up. And then you're going to get, then you can add whatever other vegetables you want. Like sometimes I'll have spinach put aside, or if I have some
kale
summer squash or kale, you know, whatever.
So the vegetables are going in after my chicken parts are cooked.
When the chicken parts are cooked, then you're going to leave the broth in, and you're going to take your chicken parts out.
Yep.
Put it like on a cookie sheet or something. And then I go stick it out in my mudroom so that it gets cool quicker.
Yeah.
Okay. So now when your chicken's out, because you can't take it apart yet because it's too hot.
Right.
Your broth, add. You know what? I usually saute my onions, carrots, and celery. So I'll usually do that in another pot. And then I'll add it to my broth or my broth back to the. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Just
you don't want to add it.
Yeah.
You don't want you want to saute your onions, carrots, and celery first.
Okay.
And some olive oil.
Okay.
Salt and pepper. So you kind of want to have that cooked. So then you want to add that to your broth.
Yeah.
And whatever other vegetables you want to put in.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter, whatever. And then put your noodles in or whatever you're going to use, either orzo or quinoa or brown rice or whatever. Just add that in.
So adding the starch is at the end. Whatever I'm going to use to the noodles or quinoa,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, that's I add it at the same time, right?
As well, there's a step before that. You need to add spices to it too. Oh, we need.
All right. What kind of spices?
Yeah, spices. I mean,
like a lot of times I'll use that dried Italian spice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll throw that in there.
All right.
And especially if it's for like a, I think you're going towards a chicken noodle soup.
Yeah, but then I'll even add a can of diced tomatoes.
Tomatoes, oh, fire
petite
roasted.
Diced, get a can of fire roasted diced tomatoes.
Yep.
With the liquid, open it, shoo, right in. Kind of near the end.
Yeah. All right.
You know, that gives it a little, mushroom. And it doesn't make it red. It kind of will make it just like a little bit of tomatoes
color.
In it.
Yeah. Okay.
You know? Yep.
All right, I will experiment with this. It sounds like a full day.
We're not done.
Take your chicken apart. Well, then you're going
to
take
it. Do you see why this is? It's so much easier to just open a can.
Then you take your chicken apart and you add it to the soup.
Right. And you just cut it up or just shred
it. I've had to slice, dice, peel, cook, cut again, sift out the bones. All right.
Yep.
And then you end up with a product that is very worth it.
Of course it is.
Okay.
Oh, add bay leaf in there, too.
Okay.
Yeah, stick a bay leaf. But you don't want to eat the bay leaf. You need to take the bay leaf out.
Right. We'll throw that in with the bones and the beak.
Yeah. and the feet. The
claws.
Okay. You are listening to Food for Thought. And June, thank you so much for your Meatless Monday. You can stick around if you'd like. I believe we have Puerto Vallarta in-house.
We do.
Oh, we do.
Yay.
Puerto Vallarta, and I think she has some bags here, too.
Oh, she does.
Yum.
Ceviche.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
Yum.
She what?
All right, good. She has some ceviche for us. Ooh. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with Puerto Vallarta. You're listening to Food for Thought.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me is Jeannie Lester. And we have June in studio with us. And we have Daisy from Puerto Vallarta joining us right now. And she brought us all kinds of food from Puerto Vallarta.
Yes.
And so welcome, Daisy.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, we're so glad that you're here. Maybe can you give us a rundown of some stuff that Puerto Vallarta offers and, you know, what people might expect when they come into Puerto Vallarta?
Good food, great drinks, a good time.
So good food, great drinks. Like what?
Yeah.
I mean, to me, you know, when I go into Puerto Vallarta, I mean, I go because the food is, to me, it's like the most authentic Mexican food you can get. Is that?
It is, yeah. It's fresh. It's delicious. I gain a lot of weight when I'm there in the beginning.
Oh, and you look it.
Yeah, I got it. Well, I stop eating a lot of it, but I enjoy it.
Well, I want to ask you, I had something there that was brought out in a
big rock.
Yes.
Mocajete.
Okay. Explain a little bit about what that is, because that was, the meats in that were so flavorful, and there were vegetables and then something green kind of hanging.
It's a protein in a bowl. Chicken, steak, shrimp, cactus, chorizo, cheese, cheese dip.
Yes.
Gosh, what's not in there?
It's everything.
Yeah, I never knew that. It's sweet.
Huh.
What else does it have?
We have that version,
and then we also have the seafood version, the mocajete del mar.
Okay.
That's fairly new. Have you had that yet?
I have not.
Daryl
so
and I have
talk
had
about
one.
What's in that. And again, it comes out, it's this hot, sizzling bowl, right? It's like a stone bowl or something. And this fresh meat, that each piece of it is incredibly flavorful. And then it's kind of gently bathed in this cheesy sauce that just really adds everything to it. So talk about what foods are in the seafood version.
It has crab meat, shrimp, fish, ranchero sauce, it's mild sauce, cheese sauce.
And it's like
peppers, onions.
Onions, peppers, and it's kind of, isn't it kind of a tomato sauce?
The ranchero sauce.
The ranch, yes.
Yeah,
okay.
It's very mild. It's not,
it is mild.
It's not overpowered. No. I like it. I like it without the cheese sauce because I don't really care for the cheese sauce. Extra cheese sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what's
like
at the bottom, right?
Huh?
That's what's at the bottom of
it?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You've had it?
When we had it and we got to that bottom, I didn't even tell Dennis to try it. I just kept scooping down the bottom.
He didn't want to share.
It was so good. Oh, it's Molly.
That was absolutely fantastic. And the only thing that I regret was the dish that I was going to go for had something in a mole sauce, and I've never tried mole sauce. And everybody was saying, okay, well, this is something you have to have. Can you describe again what a mole sauce is or what that is?
It's a chocolate sauce with it's blended with chili, dried chili. Mm-hmm. I don't know the name of it. I think it's a chili ancho.
I think that's what it is.
Then they mix it up, and it's this sweet, mild.
It's sweet, and then
Like a little kick to it.
A little kick, but not you. I think you'd be fine with it because it's not like really spicy. Mm. But it's chocolatey, but it's like a semi-sweet chocolate.
Yeah, and then you have little seeds on top.
Mm-hmm. And that pairs well with whatever meat you have.
Right. We have different versions of it. We have it with the enchiladas. Or we have it with just the chicken, the mm-hmm. mole poblano.
Okay. One I was going to get. And then when they described this other dish that comes in a bowl and it was enough for two, mm-hmm. I said, we'll try that.
Did I tell you? I told you that, didn't
you
I?
You did. Yeah. You did, yes. So you gave me good guidance because we had no idea what we were doing.
And I'm like, just
we didn't want. We wanted to branch out and not just get the same thing, because a lot of times when you go out to dinner, or if it's Mexican and you're really not sure, you kind of want to stick with the same thing, and we wanted to try something different and really kind of...
Yeah, because you're always afraid to go somewhere.
So it was nice to be able to ask you and have you make those suggestions and say, well, this is something that people really enjoy.
Carol, you always get the same thing when you go over there.
Well, this time I didn't, because I'm trying to think healthy. So yeah. I had the chicken fajitas, mm-hmm. which are delicious. Mm-hmm. And I did it without the tortillas so that it was a little bit more healthy for me. But...
Daryl always gets the
carnitas
Don Juan. He always gets the same thing.
And what's that?
And he cleans up.
Describe that.
It's pork, mm-hmm. and it's marinated for days in this. I don't know what it is.
Oh, we've never tried it.
Lard. It's so good. And then they deep fry it.
It's deep fried pork.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
So good. It's not funny.
Oh, my
funny.
God.
That sounds very good.
It's super healthy.
Yeah, it sounds good.
If you eat that every day, which I did when I first started working there, you will not gain 10 pounds. you won't.
You'll look like this.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Which is why she feature you on healthy so well.
I know.
And then don't have the margaritas either, because you're not going to leave there happy.
No. Okay. No. Yeah, we know that.
Carol's left there happy many times.
So tell me, this other thing, before we run out of time, ceviche, what is it? What is this beautiful blend? You've brought some in, and I see lots of vibrant colors.
It is so good.
And it actually is healthy.
What is it? Okay.
This is delicious.
It's shrimp. You can make it with fish or any seafood you really, but we use shrimp, and we cook it with lime for days.
Oh, wow.
For days?
A few hours, days, yeah.
Yeah, because it does is it cooks the fish.
Mm-hmm.
The citrus.
Yeah. It does. And then they put everything in.
There's a bite to it.
Well, there's tomatoes,
peppers. Yellow peppers.
Cilantro.
Purple onion, cilantro.
Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Lime juice.
Avocados.
I'm sure there's jalapenos in there.
Yeah. There is, but I don't think he put any in this one because.
Yeah, there's some.
It's still good.
It's still delicious.
It's very good.
Because it just warms your mouth. It's not like setting it on fire.
Yeah. And the same thing with the guacamole. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much has all the ingredients, as I just mentioned, in the ceviche, except that has a little bit of cumin that I just found out today. I didn't know that. Put a little bit of cumin in the guacamole.
The guacamole is fantastic.
It is. It's delicious.
It is unbelievable. Yep. Both are just unbelievably fresh. And what a great blend.
Mm-hmm. They make it fresh to order, the guacamole.
And the chips are also, too,
unbelievable.
Cooked there.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And you can taste the difference. That's amazing.
You definitely can. You know, for those of you just tuning in, you are listening to Food for Thought, and we have in studio, we have Daisy from Puerto Vallarta. It's a Mexican restaurant over on 2nd Street, and I highly recommend it. Daryl and I eat there Weekly.
Mm. Weekly. It's that good.
It is that good. It really, really is. And you can think healthy when you go to Puerto Vallarta, but mm-hmm. then you don't have to think healthy if you don't want to. But they have very, very good chili rellenos.
Oh, yeah.
That's like my favorite thing when I go to a Mexican restaurant. It's kind of how I judge it. Oh. I judge it by the chili rellenos, and they have the best chili rellenos.
And what is chili rellenos?
Those are poblano peppers, mm-hmm. okay. and they're usually stuffed with cheese.
Oh, nice.
And then they have like a batter around them.
Wow. They burnt the chili on the stove, mm-hmm. and then they take off the skin. They cut and then they slice it in half, and they stuff it with cheese. Then they put a toothpick, and then they blend it with flour and egg, and then they deep fry it.
Wow, mm-hmm. that sounds amazing.
Everything that's deep fried, really.
Yeah.
When you say deep fried.
Deep fried, it's automatically good. Yes.
Yeah.
I was there on Friday as well, but I guess I left and they came in. You've seen us leave. How long in between were
Yeah, you didn't tell me June was there.
I don't know. I'm super busy. Was this Valentine's Day?
No,
Friday.
Friday?
When we were there. When Jean and I were there.
Remember you were sitting there.
See, it's personal service. It's just not that personal.
But
she protects everybody.
I know.
they remember everybody's name.
Yeah.
You guys are awesome that way. And you're also personal, and you're just down to earth. Everyone that works there. Yeah. Even that new guy that we had. Bill?
He's very
Chris?
Good.
Chris.
Yeah.
He's very good, the new guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's very fitting nice. In just fine.
He actually, yep. we left him
we
alone.
We approve.
We did?
Yeah, we had a couple of you here, and we were a little late, but we were late because we were making you guys guacamole and ceviche.
And it's delicious.
It's delicious. Daisy, thank you very much. I wish we had a little bit more time. We'll have to invite you back when we have a little bit more time and get to know a little bit more about Puerto Vallarta.
Well,
June,
I'll see
thank you.
You
for your segment. Yes, oh, I'm sure I'll see you this week.
Or maybe tonight. Yeah. Let's go for a margarita.
Okay. And and you know what? Stay tuned for Kale and Company. He is going to have a 4-piece band on his show today. So kind of exciting. So stay tuned, and we'll see everybody tomorrow. Bye-bye.